Dave Leventhal joining us this morning from the Center for Public Integrity. Some election leftovers. And Dave, want to know your take on Florida and when we may eventually know the results for both senator and governor.
Hey, it could be days. It could be a couple of weeks. There's a couple of factors here that are playing into this. First of all, Florida, huge state. And anytime you have a really close election where you're talking about tenths of a percentage point that separate the candidates, you have to go and you have to quite literally count every ballot. There are still ballots that are coming in right now. There are overseas military ballots. There are provisional ballots, absentee ballots. So in the debate about whether there is election fraud or what exactly is going on here, this is sort of the foundational conversation that you have to have, is that there just simply are still ballots that need to be checked, that need to be rechecked. And of course, as you go into a recount process, which is something that's mandated by law, this is not, hey, you know, we're just going to make it up as we go along. This is part of the way that ballot counting works, that has to, you know, be understood, that it's just simply going to take some time. But the acrimony on both sides is it heightened levels. What's also important to note is that there is no firm, hard evidence at this point of any massive anomalies or widespread problems with the vote, even if it's going very slow in places like Broward County, which has kind of been a problem county for Florida for many, many years.
Yeah, we've remembered that from the past. Hey, they're talking about a hand recount, if that's triggered by how close this margin gets. A hand recount statewide, we're talking about. How long could something like that take?
Yeah, I mean, this is really where you get into sort of flashbacks to the 2000 presidential election. One thing that is good to know, at least in this process, is we will not have hanging chads if you are of a certain age to remember that the little paper bubbles that basically had to be pressed in. That's no longer part of the voting system. But there's this two-step process here. Number one is an electronic recount, a machine recount, if you will, where they're retabulating the total, and if there is still a certain margin, which is, I believe is 0.25% to go to a hand recount, then that's something that will happen, again, by law. This is not optional. This is the way that Florida law is written, and that would be a time-consuming process. So if Senator Bill Nelson, the incumbent, the Democrat, wants to continue going forward with this, and all indications appear that he will, then this is something that when I said days and weeks earlier, we're moving from the days into the weeks.
Dave, 2020 names starting to fly now that the election's over. What are you hearing? What are you thinking about candidates from New York State? Do you think Gillibrand or Cuomo or both would be running for this?
Well, both have very much left open the door, even though Senator Gillibrand in the past has said that no, she's not looking at 2020 as a presidential candidate, and recent comments, she seemed to step away from that at least a little bit. So, of course, in any conversation that you have, Andrew Cuomo, Kirsten, Gillibrand, just by virtue of their positions, the fact that they are relatively popular Democrats, at least among Democrats, although Andrew Cuomo definitely has some detractors, these are people who absolutely will be in the conversation. But they're going to be in the conversation with at least two dozen other Democrats, at least at this juncture. And Beto O'Rourke, since he's not of Texas, since he didn't beat Ted Cruz in Texas for the senatorial race there, he's going to be in the conversation. You're going to have people like Elizabeth Warren in the conversation, people who may not be national household names like Sherrod Brown in Ohio, but longtime senator there, very progressive, somebody who is definitely eyeing the possible White House bid. Why are we talking about presidential candidates right now? Some people are probably scratching their heads and saying, we just had a midterm election. It's not even Christmas yet. But the fact of the matter is the game is afoot, and people are going to start to be considering this right in the here and now. And also, too, there's another factor. Donald Trump has quite literally been running for re-election since the day of his inauguration, when he filed paperwork to begin raising money for his 2020 re-election. So he, in the interim, has raised tens upon tens of millions of dollars. He has that cash advantage going in, plus he's a billionaire and can self-fund to some degree. So Democrats have a lot of work to do in front of them to put up candidates and run a primary process.
You mentioned Beto O'Rourke. He's getting a lot of the national attention now. What do you think of his chances on a national stage?
Well, it's curious. He has said categorically, at least prior to the election, that he is not looking at 2020 as a presidential candidate. I was in Texas. I heard him live, and he said straight up, I am not going to run for president in 2020. Well, of course, that was all before he lost against Ted Cruz, and he has no office that he's going to be serving in. So his options are definitely different than they would be if he was a Senate candidate and a senator if he had beaten Ted Cruz. So he'll be somebody who people are clamoring for. There's a couple of early polls out that have already vaulted him to the top of it. He's certainly not a unique politician, but a rare politician in that he has this galvanizing ability about him, not only to get people behind him of a certain political leaning, but also to incredible fundraiser, too. And he kind of ran a national campaign in a way, in the sense that almost half of the individual small dollar contributions that he received, and he set records by doing this in the last election, were from out of state. There were people not from Texas, but from New York and California and any of the other states in the union. So that's something that is notable and something that really no other Democrat has been able to do at the level that he's been able to do it at.
Would he need a more presidential haircut, do you think? It's a little floppy, you know?
He's handicapping these factors, but let's figure out if he's going to run first or not.
All right. Dave, thanks so much. It's Dave Leventhal, senior political reporter for the Center for Public Integrity.